Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be deceived.
Rejoice and be glad in it. This is the Ready Church coming to you on today. I tell you, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, so much going on. I tell you, we go from one week or one day to the next, and there's just so much going on that we can talk about. And every week we come to you trying to share the word of God, hoping that you would turn from your wicked ways and, you know, and come on the Lord's side in this last hour. I tell you, there's so many distractions, and the enemy, he's working hard, he's working too quick. But we know that he's no competition for our Almighty God. He's still Almighty God on today. I tell you, the Church of Pergamus, false God worship is just everywhere. The spirit of compromise is just everywhere. I tell you, men being lifted up all across America, I tell you. But the word of God says he'd be lifted up, he would draw men unto himself. I tell you, nobody want to talk about the cross, and nobody want to talk about the blood of Jesus in this last hour. It looks like the church passion, they have lost their passion for the things of God, for the house of God, for the people of God's soul. I'm telling you, it seems that, the love of many have waxed cold in this last hour. It just seems like this flesh is just everywhere. You know, it's man instead of God. It's the kingdom of Satan instead of the kingdom of God. It's just everything that's going on. Things are just being aborted. People are being aborted from the things of God, and they're cut away, and they're destroying our truth today. I mean, they're trading the truth for a lie, and I tell you, they're being blindsided, and I tell you, they're not blind because they don't have eyes to see. They're being blind because they refuse to see in this last hour. But I tell you, the soon-coming king is coming. Ezekiel 3 and verse 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest not warning, nor speaking to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. I tell you, we choose life over death today. I choose life over death on today. John 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. I tell you, if you try to come in another way, you're coming as a thief and a robber on today. But I tell you, Jesus said he come and give us life, and that life more abundantly. Who wouldn't want abundant life on today? I tell you, I'm excited as always about the word of God and his goodness, and to be able to come again and to share the word of life. Yes, there's life in the word of God on today. Well, today my guest again will be Sister Tracy, and also I have Ajudanda Lahente from the YouTube channel, and Sister Nikki and Sister Johnson. I tell you, God is just so good. Sister Tracy is my guest on today, but my panel, they can come in at any time and help us to get the work of the Lord done, for the soon coming King is soon to come. Sister Tracy, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, God bless you.
God bless you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Ready Church. May the Lord be praised today.
Hello.
Amen.
Thank God. God bless you. Well, we have you today. You're going to talk to us about abortion on today, right?
Yes. It's something that I wrote an article, I think it was back in 2009. And these last few days, you know, Lord just put that subject on my heart. You know, the Word of God tells us that, you know, God hates the killing of innocents. And
yes.
You've got so many people, even people in the church, you know, the church doesn't really talk about it a whole lot. They, you know, they don't want to offend, that people don't want to get involved. But I bless and praise the Lord God for the many who are crusading and speaking out and daring to protest in the abortion clinics and you know, all that those that are out there fighting this thing are doing for the innocents. So one of the main points that the Lord put in my heart when he blessed me to write this article and when he brought it back up in my spirit last week was everyone talks about a woman's right to choose, and that's what I titled the article, is a woman's right to choose. But what the Lord made clear to me is he said, you know, does a woman have the right to choose what she does with her own body? But the real question is, whose body is it that the decision is being made on except for the child? It's not the woman's body that's being destroyed. It's not the woman's life that's being snuffed out. It's not the woman's life that that's being deprived of knowing what joy is like, knowing what it's like to have a broken heart, knowing what it's like to have to make decisions, knowing even what it's like to be disappointed and to be encouraged. It's the child that is suffering. And then as I was writing the article and as I went back over and read again the Lord, there were just so many things that he brought up in my spirit about the whole abortion issue. And, you know, you have this argument that, you know, they're saying, well, you know, if it's a fetus, it's not considered a human being. And when we read in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it tells us that, you know, God is talking to Jeremiah, and he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and appointed you. And that is so important, because what that means is, in order for you to be known, you have to be someone. So before conception begins, there is already a relationship established between God and that person, and then God sends that person into this world through the woman, whoever he chooses to be our parents. And we don't take that into consideration, and that's one of the biggest arguments the church should be making against abortion. It's like you've got the science world saying, you know, if it's a fetus, it's really not a human being, but we have the Word of God that we should be standing on. And and then he was showing me that, you know, when you decide to have an abortion, you're aborting my plans for that person's life. You know, I think about all of the people, including Sister Harris and Adulange and Sister Johnson and people that I know personally and my mother that have been an influence and an encouragement in my life. And I think about, what if they had been aborted? When I look at the things that God has given me to do, what if my mother had aborted me? And I know that our God is sufficient enough to cover all that would be missing. I mean, we don't go without because of a decision that someone else made. But I wonder how many more people would come into the kingdom if all the babies that have been aborted. I mean, America alone has aborted over 50 million. Over 50 million. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that that many lives have been snuffed out. But we've got to see this thing from God's point of view. It's like, you know, we had said, you know, there's an abortion of the gospel going on in the church.
Right.
How many times have young women in the church even been I was watching a movie today, and it was supposed to be a Christian movie where this young girl was making a decision whether or not to have an abortion. Thank God in the movie she ended up deciding to keep the baby. But in the movie, she had made that statement. It's, you know, it's my body, and I have the right to make a decision. And the guy said, well, yeah, you do. And I was thinking, well, whoever wrote this movie, do you believe that? I'm assuming that you're a believer. I don't know. But if you're going to write a Christian movie, I would hope that you're at least claiming Christianity. But I think about if a Christian's going to write that movie, it should be written based on the Word of God, not based on a consensus of what the world says. And we have to know what we're fighting. We have to understand how God feels about it from as many angles as we possibly can. I'm not an expert on abortion by any means. I've never had an abortion. I know people who have had abortions, and I'm not here to condemn anyone. God can forgive that as well, and God can restore. But for those of you out there who have made that decision and followed through, whether it's the mother or the father, because if the father is aware that the mother is making that decision and supports her, he is as guilty to the Lord as the woman, because right. You still made that decision. I understand that men sometimes are limited in how much control they have. If that young lady decides that's what she's going to do, he's very limited in what he can do. And that's, you know, God understands that. But if you take her there and you're in agreement, you're just as guilty of the act as she is. And like I said, not here to condemn anyone, because God can forgive you. He can restore you. But the thing that nobody talks about in the, you know, Planned Parenthood and all these people that push this women's right issue, they never talk to you about the devastation emotionally that these women go through after having murdered their children in the womb. And some of them are so, it's got to the place where there are sometimes when children survive the process of abortion and are still murdered outside of the womb. I mean, we had the big case, I can't remember the doctor's name, just recently in I think he was in Philadelphia, Gosnell, where he was literally, some of the babies were surviving the abortions and he was killing them outside of the womb. You know, there was no outcry. CNN didn't cover it. You know, the large media didn't cover, you know, this humongous story about this man that was running a butcher mill. The conditions of the abortion clinic were just deplorable, and it was like the media just glossed over it. But where was the church? I just believe that if the church would just be righteously indignant, and if there was an outcry about this thing, that the networks would, at least to some degree, not be able to be as silent about these things. But these innocent babies, I mean, the only blessing that you could get out of an abortion is that child is now with the Lord, which is a good place to be. But God had plans for that child. God had ordained some things for that child. There were some things that God wanted to use that child to do. There were some people that God intended to be blessed by that child, whatever it is that God had intended for them to do. And so the same way that we're aborting our babies, we're also aborting the true gospel of Jesus Christ in our churches, because we become so wayward. And it's amazing how God will he'll connect all those dots, and you think, well, what does having an abortion have to do with Tyler Perry laying hands on T.D. Jakes? Because
that's
you've aborted the truth of God, you've brought in a falsity.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times, if you start really researching this thing, a lot of times when a woman has an abortion and then later on gets married or whatever and decides she wants to have children, she's unable to bear children. Why?
Yes.
Because sometimes there's a consequence to that. It is unnatural for a woman to not be able to have children. Now, sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, it's just God's decision. It doesn't always mean that you're being punished or anything like that. But sometimes if it's a result of having had an abortion, it just kind of, it's almost like this, it's the same thing as, you know, you've aborted my word from the pulpit.
Right.
So now only thing that's going forth is that which is not natural. When you've got a man who unapologetically dresses in women's clothing, which is an abomination before God, and you allow him to go before the people of God and lay hands on what people think is a man of God, that's unnatural because nothing, there's no life. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's no life that's going to come out of that. No life is coming from that. And so we have to look at these things. We've got to get to a place where every aspect of our lives, our entire worldview, has to be based upon the Word of God. And I'm going to allow the panel to come in and say what's on your heart concerning these things.
Yeah. Well, you're right, you know, I mean, the church is being aborted as well from the things of God, you know, they're disconnecting themselves from the Word of God, you know, and there's life in the Word. That's the only thing that's going to be able to keep us and help us to stand in this last and evil day.
Amen.
But if we abort it, get rid of it, you know, we're getting rid of truth, you know, for a lie. I mean, that's the same thing, like you said, as if a woman, you know, aborting a baby. You're aborting the truth. You're getting away from the things that we've been taught, you know?
Right, right.
So you're right. We got to stand on the Word of God, and he said, warn them from me. The only way they're going to know truth is we give them truth.
Right.
Somebody got to stand up and speak out. You know, these babies that are being aborted, they can't speak for themselves.
Right.
Somebody got to speak out and say enough is enough. We, you know, God is the one to give life, you know.
Amen.
And, you know, so that's not our decision, you know, to take away no one's life. He said, I come to give you life, not take away life.
Right. I want to read this scripture real quick. It's Psalm 106, verses 37 through 39 in the King James. It says, yea, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus there they defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. And it's amazing because this is a perfect scripture to minister to someone when talking about abortion as far as aborting a child. But does that not also fit what's happening in the church? We sacrifice.
Right.
They sacrifice their sons and their daughters.
Gotcha.
Because
sure.
You've come in here with this false doctrines, with this
right.
false teachings. And
right.
because these kids have grown up on these false teachings, you've got Kiara Sheard, who is a perfect example. She's sitting up. And she's telling people, I'm a hood rat. I like what did she say? I like street boys that, you know,
yeah.
street boys that lips are black from smoking weed.
Yeah.
Okay, really? I mean, you would get on national television and that's your testimony, you know, because you've been sacrificed unto devils because of your parents whoring around with their own inventions, meaning you decided that you're going to bring to God the praise that you came up with, not the one he's directed. That he made it clear to us in the Old Testament how we are to approach him. And when you think you can bring Missy Elliott and all these other foul people into the ministry to minister to God's people as your way of reaching them, then what you've done is you've sacrificed your own children because they gleaned from what you've taught them.
Right.
And you've got
right.
a church full of young people who don't know the truth. So they will
That's
continue
right.
to have abortions in the church. Abortions of the aborting of the Word of God, the aborting
uh-huh.
of the truth that will actually
uh-huh.
set you free. Excuse me. If you don't have the truth to set you free, you're going to be in bondage.
True.
And we you know, the church, I hate to say we because we're not in that group, thank God. But those in
thank
the church
Lord.
Who have perpetrated this crime against our children, they're aborting a lot of lives to the enemy because they want to have fame, they want to have fortune, they want to have the nice rides, and they want to be in the big houses, and they want people to know their names. They don't want to be able to go to Walmart and stand in line to get meat without someone recognizing them. But you sacrifice your child. It's the same thing. when a woman makes a decision to have an abortion, it is out of selfishness. It is in some way so that her life will be made easier for her. But it's a lie from the pit of hell, because the enemy, I guarantee you, will never let you live down that you aborted that child.
That's true.
It's sad because you end up in greater bondage than you would have been had you had that child and gone through. I mean, we all go through struggles of some type. But where is our faith in God? It's not easy to live the Christian life in this world all the time. It's going, you know, we get attacks from the enemy, but we have to hold on to our faith in God. I was listening to a song earlier where the lady was saying in the song, she said, you want to know why I smile through the thunder. And, I mean, it really just touched my heart. And I thought, wow. And it's like you can only smile through the thunder when you understand who your God is. Mm-hmm. And when you understand who your God is, you can make better decisions when it comes to things like abortion, and when it comes to things like, am I going to stand on the word of God, or am I going to let this slick, suited preacher tell me that it's okay for me to have a man living with me as long as we pray together. We're not married, but we serve in the Lord. It's okay, you know, for me to work, you know, at a stripper's club as long as I'm not up there stripping, but when I get home at night, I ask God to forgive me every day. I'm going to let these slick-suited preachers tell me what's good and what's okay, but I'm not going to take the time to read the Word. And I'm aborting life even from myself when I do that, because God requires truth on the inward parts. We're either going to follow His word and obey His commandments, or we're going to end up in hell.
That's right. That's right.
Got to be
That's
a change.
Right. That's right. But not only, you know, Karen Clark's daughter, as well as T.D. Jakes, you know, his daughter. He sacrificing his daughter as well, Cheryl Jason. Creflo Dollar. It's like, what in the world? I mean, you're turning your children away. You know, you're aborting the things of God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For fame, for selfishness, for the gain, the things of this world. You know, for your name to be up in lights. You know, you're really just sacrificing your child for this.
Right. And it's sad because they're in a position to really reach people. But instead of them reaching people for the truth, they're reaching people for their fame, and nobody's getting anything out of it but them.
Right.
The song is only going to make you feel good for so long.
That's it.
You know, it's temporary. But I want, if you're going to sing a song to me, excuse me, I want God's anointing to be able to come through that song in such a way that it changes me. That it causes me to change some of the things that I do that are wrong. Causes me to make it to be more determined, to be more pleasing to God in my walk. That I won't, you know, won't allow myself to get drawn into those gossipy conversations that I have to ask forgiveness for later. But if it just makes me dance for now and I go home and then Monday I'm back doing the same old thing, there was no anointing in that song. The Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke.
Right.
The anointing does not make you feel good. That's not what it's for.
Right.
And people say, oh, you know, but they sure can't sing.
Without repentance.
Without repentance, it means nothing to God.
Right.
If it's not to His glory, it is. What is it? Jude talked about winds without clouds without water. There's no substance to what you have if it's not to God's glory.
Right. Good for nothing.
Amen.
Good for nothing.
I was reminded in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and the 19th verse, where it talks about how God has set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, you'd rather that you choose life and that so that you and your seed may live. So if you're aborting the child, you deny them the opportunity to even live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you know, blessings and cursing. You're cursing, you know, that child. And then whatever situation, whatever kind of way that child, you know, was, you know, put there or placed there on you, so some people get raped and everything, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to go out and get an abortion, you know.
Right.
But whatever way, you know, God said that he would rather that you choose life. He said, therefore, choose life. That both thou and thy seed may live. So you and your seed may live. So if you aborting your child, you know, the seed, they can't live. They can't, you know, you're denying them of their purpose that God had for them. You know, he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for you. So he wants, he has intentions for this child, and that's blessing for you to bring it forth. You know, so and I was thinking about when you was talking about the Planned Parenthood and how there'll be people out there protesting. Not only should there just be people out there in general protesting, but it should be some Christian people that's going to stand up for, you know, the truth and that's going to, you know, protest against what's going on. And those places, a lot of them, they have those doors locked. You can't even get in there because what they're doing is not right. You know, people, they have, you know, that place is so guarded, you know, because what they're doing is not right, you know.
That's right, because if it was not, I mean, it was right, you had to lock the door, right?
Right.
You had to cover up, you know.
Amen.
But we know the devil's been covering up ever since the beginning, and he's still trying to cover up. But God, that's the problem right now. God is exposing things. He's lifting up the cover, you know, and he's pulling up the skirt so people face so you can see truth. But people don't want truth. They'd rather have a lie than they have truth. You know, I was listening to you talk about, you know, God has a plan. Yes, he has a plan, but in and everybody, you know, he said, I already, you know, formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you. Okay? Like you were saying, you know, there are people that have been raped, but just because, you know, you've been raped, there have been great men and women that have came out of a rape situation,
right?
Because God still has a plan, you know, and our plans are not his. My ways are not like his ways. Our thoughts are not like his. So, you know, we have no right to take no one's life. Or to give, like, we can't do neither one of those.
Right, because people need to realize also when a child is conceived as a result of rape, okay, God did not design the rape. We want to be clear on that.
Right.
That wasn't God's design. But for whatever his reason is and his sovereignty still chose to produce life. Now, when a woman goes and has an abortion because she was raped, what she's doing is giving the child a death penalty for what the father did.
Yeah, right.
You're causing
that
child to take the punishment that the father committed. And I know that, you know, some you hear people say, well, you know, it's hard. You know, that every time I look at that child, it's going to remind me of that incident. That's a choice. You can, you know, I've seen things in life, on TV, live in person, whatever, that I wish I had never seen, you know. But
right.
I choose whether or not I want to keep repeating that vision in my head.
Yeah, right.
And
when
you've been raped and you're faced with whether or not you should keep that child, why not, as a believer, turn a hateful act that was committed against you into love by loving that child? It's not the child's fault. That child had nothing to do with that father's decision to evade you that way.
Right.
And so what we have to learn to do as Christians is to preach and to teach and to nurture these women to realize that don't let more hate be a product of what this man did to you. Don't give the devil that much power. Take away the devil's power by loving that child. If you cannot bring it upon yourself to raise, if you have that child and you find that it's that hard, then there is adoption. you know, you can ask God, Lord, is there a couple out there that for whatever reason you've held back their ability to have children that I can give this child in their hands to care for, if it's to the degree that you really just can't do it. But don't kill the baby, because that's
right.
Just like if I go out and rob a bank and kill a bunch of people in the bank, and then my son has to go to prison for it.
Mm.
It's the same thing. Why give that child a death penalty for what the father did? And see this thing from a spiritual point of view. You give the devil a death blow when you choose to love that child. You know, love
right.
conquers. Love conquers. Love conquers. And we got to turn this thing around. We really do.
We really do.
You know, rape
you
is
know,
not a legitimate excuse.
That's true. But, you know, this is really what's going on in the church world today, aborting. And like you say, it's not just aborting babies, but aborting the things of God. People got so many issues they have, you know, that they're carrying, and instead of, you know, taking it to Jesus like we're supposed to, now they have turned away, and they got bitterness, even though they call it love. But
yeah.
People are still carrying, they holding things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're saying they're Christian, but they treat you like the devil, you
yeah.
know? I mean, so much stuff going on. We're avoiding the things of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now so they reversing everything that was bad is good, and everything that was good is bad. So now, you know, this is just a scapegoat.
Right.
That they're using, you know, to get away from truth, you know. So, like I said, a lot of people with a lot of issues. And, I mean, I listen to Carlton Pierce, and, you know, and I hear him say the reason why he really basically aborted Christ and the things of Christ is because, you know, he grew up in the church and he saw his grandparents, you know, preaching the word, and then they went back in the world, and then they died.
Right.
So now he blames God. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many people that have issues from things that happened to them when they were a little girl or little boy. You know, you might have got raped yourself, or you know what I'm saying? And they're holding things, and they're rejecting truth today. So they rather just abort truth
right.
for a lie today. It's mm-hmm. all a cover-up. And the devil is working behind the scenes to abort people away from the things of God.
Right, and it's all about comfort. You know,
yes.
it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
If God starts dealing with you about being disciplined, I am that's an area that I struggle with, you know, with my weight and being disciplined and getting out there and walking and exercising and watching the things that I eat and not eating things that I know I'm not supposed to be eating. And so when I hear someone in church talk about being disciplined, it's uncomfortable for me. But I can choose to ignore that word and abort what God would give me if I would take hold of it, because that's the thing. If we take hold of God's word and swallow the discomfort and be willing to go through the fire, there's life that can come out of that. But what happens is the church has got to the point where it's like people aren't comfortable with that, so we're not going to talk about that, you know, therefore aborting the word of God. And then there's no life coming because people aren't growing. People are not developing relationships with God. People are not coming to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They claim Christianity, but they really don't understand the character of God. They don't know who God is. So what do you do when a crisis hits you? Well, you can't wait till Sunday morning. Well, what if it's Monday? You can't get the comfort that you need because you're relying on T.D. Jakes or you're relying on Joyce Meyer. I can't get what I need for this crisis until Sunday because I've never been taught how to go to God on my own.
Right.
You know? And it's abortion that it's a domino effect. It starts reaching so many different things, just like abortion of a child. Excuse me. A lot of times results in that mother not being able to bear children later when she wants to. And so we abort the word of God. We abort the truth of God. We abort his character and his personality, and it costs
right.
us the very things that we need to be able to live in this life. Satan's not going to make it easy for us to live this Christian life. He's not going to sit back and just let you be Christian. He makes it as hard as he knows how, and you can't do it without the truth and the word of God.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I mean, I was thinking when you was talking about, you know, even with weight and stuff, you know, people has aborted the word of God for the please their flesh. You
yeah.
know, now look at Kim Burrell saying, you know, since she had lost the weight, she aborted the word of God. She gave that
yeah.
up. She's not saying the same thing she was saying, you know, when she had the weight on. You know, nothing wrong with losing weight or whatever, but don't lose your mind in the process and lose
right.
your character and lose the word of God in it. You know, just your flesh now, she said she'll just do whatever she has to do to keep the momentum of her success. So now it's all about your flesh and not about the word of God. Well, the word of God to everything else is going to go down, but the word, that flesh going back to the dust. You might fix it up and, you know, try to dress it up, you know,
right.
or whatever, but the word of God says there's no good thing in your flesh. You got to
right.
bring that flesh under. Everybody look, you know, trying to make the flesh look good. And your soul, you're neglecting your soul. That's
yeah.
the thing. People are neglecting their soul. They're aborting the word of God and neglecting their souls.
And, you know, the word of God also tells us that we are to do all things unto the glory of God. And, if
right.
you know, when she lost that weight, she didn't lose it for God's glory. She lost that weight
right.
for her recording because they were telling her, you need to lose weight. You know, we don't want to sign you. She did all of that, you know, for the producers and the writers and the people who
right.
have put her out there and made her a big star. So, you know, it was a natural, the natural next thing was you lose the weight, and you the more weight you lost, the more God you lost, because you lost the weight not for his glory but for your own.
Yeah, because there's another singer, I can't think of her name, but she was saying something about they didn't want her in Hollywood because she was heavy. She had to lose the weight.
I know who you're talking about.
Kelly Price,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, Hollywood offered them things, and they were like, well, okay, I'll turn my flesh in and let you just slim me down, and I'll just get rid of the word. But we cannot afford to lose our soul behind fame and fortune of this world. The word of God said, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Nothing is more valuable on this earth than your soul. People
right.
leave it here every day, every minute, every second. Right now, while we're talking, somebody's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So we got to choose
so
life.
True.
The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy all of us. He don't love us.
Mm-mm, not at
but
all.
But God said, I'm going to give you life, and that life more abundantly. There's abundant life in the word of God.
Amen.
I was thinking about when in Isaiah where it says that, you know, that the Lord had formed, you know, you from the womb. So if he created you right there at the womb, so, you know, why would you abort, you know, his purpose, his plan, his intentions? So I was also thinking about, like, in John 10 and 10 where it talks about the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you know, people. So that's right there letting you know who it is that's doing this killing. Abortion is killing. That's
yes.
what it
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we know the word of God say, you know, he don't want any to perish. Nobody to perish. But he came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. I don't know who in the world that wouldn't want abundant life. I choose life over death today.
Amen.
I pray that our listeners are today will choose life over death today.
Amen.
Lord, we
choose
just thank
life.
You and praise you for your goodness,
you.
Your mercy, and your grace. And God, we pray on today, God, that the word of life will minister to someone on today in a special way. We know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we thank you for coming to give us life and abundant life on today. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you that comes in the atmosphere to try to hinder us, to block us, to stop us. But we know that the greater one is on the inside. You said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you for it on today. And we just give your name the glory and the praise for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, even right now, as you minister to someone's heart on today, to not to abort that baby on today. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those that have aborted the word of God and walked away and turned away from truth and listening to a lie on today, that you would deal with their hearts. We pray for leaders that are leading people astray, leaders that have influence over the people on today, that you would minister to them in a special way to draw them back to the foot of the cross, saying, what must we do to be saved before time is too late? And we know that the devil defeated on today, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We have other listeners on today. We're going to let someone come in. Carla, are you there? Carla? Carla, are you there?
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you all on today. Just was listening in to the message. I thank God for the message on today about abortion and the spirit of abortion that's in the atmosphere on today. This made me think about my parents. My parents were, you know, alcoholics. And, you know, I thank God that even out of that came me. You know, I was a product of that, you know, and I could be ashamed today to say, oh, my parents were drunk and they had me, but I thank God that he too had a purpose for my life. Mm-hmm. I was 4 pounds when I was born, you know, and even while I was in my mother's womb, she never had any care for me. She never went to the doctor until I was born. So mm-hmm. I thank God even in that he allowed me to live. So there is a purpose for every life that God gives to someone, that he puts a baby inside of your womb. Amen. Even with my own children, I kept having miscarriages, and the Lord blessed me with kids. So kids are a blessing. They are a heritage from the Lord.
Amen.
Instead of people getting rid of their children, the Bible tells us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets us. People need to lay aside the sin, you know, that's
Amen.
In their life. You know, if you lay down and you know you're not married and you're fornicating, something is going to come out of that and it's going to be a baby.
Yes.
All right.
Why don't you take the precautions and not be fornicating anyway, instead of after you do it, then you know, you cause a mistake, you blame the mistake on the child. The child didn't have anything to do with it. Do with it just like you all said earlier in Jeremiah 1:5. God says, before I formed you, he knew what was going to come out of before it even happened.
All right.
So God had a purpose and a plan. He has a plan for every person's life on today. And I just thank God for the word of God on today. So many people are aborting and trying to get rid of the word of God. But I thank God that I know in his word I have a hiding place on today. And
Amen.
I thank God for the other saints that are still proclaiming, still preaching the uncompromised word of God. And I thank God for you already, church. Continue on in the faith. And God bless you all. Love you, Sister Tracy. It's good
love
to hear you on the air. I'm enjoying
Amen.
Every minute
God.
Of it. And
bless
to God
the
be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Nikki got anything?
All right. Sister Nikki. I don't have anything to say. I'm just looking at him, and I thank God for the word.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank God.
We have another caller. Mm-hmm. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there? We have another caller. Caller, are you there? Sister Karen? Look like. Praise the Lord, Sister Karen. Lost that call.